This programme was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, Irirangi Tumotu, MPR.
Listening to live and on-demand shows has never been easier on MPR. All you have to do is go to the App Store or Play Store on your device and search up Access Internet Radio NZ. Select and download the first option at the top of the list. Once you've downloaded the app, the next step is to open the app and look for MPR. Once found, select it and then browse freely. Supported by New Zealand On Air.
A Pint of Science 2019, recorded on location in Brew Union, Palmerston North, with MPR. The application of genomic science has significance in Aotearoa, as Māori have the responsibility of kaitiaki for and cultural knowledge about taonga species. Adding genomic data provides opportunities for research, development and commercialisation which benefit Māori. Lisa will introduce and lead a conversation about genomics, questions of ownership of data, the place of Māori in benefits and commercialisation, and possible tensions between responsibility of kaitiaki and commercialisation.
Kia ora tātou. Ko Ruapehu, te maunga, ko Aotea te waka, ko te awa tupua te awa, ko te ate haunui a paparangi. Kia ora, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā tātou katoa. Thank you for staying, first of all. They always leave the best for last, so I appreciate that you're digging deep and representing. As Kat did mention, I am not a scientist, so I'm not even going to pretend to be a scientist. What I am is deeply, deeply passionately immersed in Māori economic development. How many business owners and operators do we have here? Slim pickings. Oh, yay, there's a few of us. How many of us are scientists? Okay, so I'll talk to all of you. I am a student at the minute with Massey University, doing my MBS. There's a whole story behind that, I won't bore you. But short story is I'm doing a research thesis that talks about Māori participation and the benefits for Māori in the commercialisation aspect of genomic research. Did you get that? I'll pause while you take notes because it took me about two semesters to get that down pat. But basically, the conversation of my esteemed colleague here, it's not even a colleague, you're like way up there, Mr. Rob Elsher and Simon Hills here, have talked about the genomics aspect, GBS sequencing, microbiomes, new language for me. What I wanted to share with you was the commercial potential of what those science thingies, what's the chocolate thingy, science conversations mean for Māori. Why is that a thing? Does anyone want to answer? Let me share with you why that's a thing. You've got Māori's land settlements happening. You've got large ownership of Māori land being hugely underutilised. And you've got a whole generation of Māori leadership coming through that are looking at ways to address the challenges that we have. For example, agribusiness. And so in that respect, I'm just going to do my little piece of that whole conversation about, and this is what I love about GFANS, bringing the conversation to a really palatable language that we understand and can translate into how that means and works for our business, what that means for succession, what that means for land utilisation as Māori. And part of that requires us to work really, really closely with our science community. We do that quite poorly at the minute. Some of our large, sexy Māori names do it really well, like Ngāi Tahu, we've all about heard about them, Waikato. We don't hear about the smaller hapu, Aruru Valley, that's out there at the back of Halkin. Our current land negotiations that happen. There's a whole world of potential opening up, and we don't know about this genomic thing. So, do I need to explain what taonga species is? No. Yeah, I'll go do it. Okay. So taonga species, as defined by our Y262 claim, look it up, it's a thing, refers to taonga species is that which relates to our flora, fauna, and taonga. So it's anything, flora, fauna, and that which Māori hold as taonga or treasure. And so when Simon's talking about the kiwi and talking about mixing a bit of Northland kiwi with a bit of Whanganui kiwi, for example, that's like a bad marriage, just saying. But when you talk about mixing that DNA, you're talking about mixing whakapapa. We all know what whakapapa is, genealogy. So when you're talking about mixing, it's a mixed marriage. Some marriages work and some really don't. But for Māori, it's about holding true to the treasure and the integrity of that original lineage, that whakapapa. So it's a thing in the conversations that we're having today, the ethical process of GBS. And what happens when we do the genomic research on our kiwi, our kawakawa, our kaura, our tuna. These are well-known inherent taonga species within the Māori community. It's a no-brainer. So that's in the literature. What happens when you take that DNA, that whakapapa information, that genomic research, and mess with it? So there's two conversations on the side of the fence about the degree to... I didn't mean that disrespectfully anyway. That's just my layman language of messing with it, of, you know, changing it up. But what happens when you change it up? What needs to happen, in Lisa's humble opinion, is stronger conversations and collaborations between our science community who have that mātauranga, who are building that knowledge, and our iwi, hapu, and even our marae at a community level. And we have a research and residence premise out at Te Rere Valley, by the way. Come see us, we'll talk to you about it. If you want to engage with Māori and the three marae that we have out there, it's a thing. But to be able to bring the Māori community and science together has become highlighted in the 5 minutes of research that I've spent in my thesis work. And that's probably the biggest, is the relationship. What else did I want to talk about? I'm going to wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and really, really want to say some more, so I'm going to give you my cards. I've got your name. What's the other thing that's really on top? I think it's really important. I'm going to go back to my questions because I'll muck it up. And then somebody will ground me. Okay, so the commercialization thing. We have Manuka, for example, is a big sexy story at the minute. But it's not just the Manuka. How Manuka grows really, really proliferately on the East Coast, don't know why, compared to, again, Whanganui, because I know that conversation. It's not just the DNA that's starting to emerge. It's that whole sub-level of microbiomes. Who knew that was a thing? And it's the bioactive work that is going on. Who knew that was a thing? I do now. But like our Hikurangi Trust on the East Coast are doing some really amazing research with science on fungi, the kānuka, and the kina, the sea urchin, around the bioactives as a potential means for pharmaceutical and nutraceutical. That's only one little taste of potential. And they're one of the few examples that are doing commercialization really, really well in this genomic space. But there's a whole layer of potential. In particular to Linda and our EDAs, there's potential there to be really smart in that strategy on how we engage and build the potential today, not after the fact, today. Because there's a whole infrastructure that's not happening for Māori to be able to understand, not just the language, but who's who in the zoo? Because you like got lots of fancy long-ass lettered names, and we don't know who to ring. We don't know who to go to. And the other challenge is, too, that a lot of the information is gatekept. You should just share the love. Seriously. There's some amazing opportunities and ideas that if you collectivize... Anyway, I'm a whole fan of open source, share the information, and share the best for everybody. And now I'm on my soapbox. So, can I finish yet? Am I done? Cool. If I carry on, I'll just start rambling. So I'm going to leave it there. I'm going to just leave the thought about what are you doing to engage with the Māori community? And if you need some ideas, contact us at GFans. What are we doing to engage with the Māori community? If you need some examples and if you need a captive audience, we can set you up out at Te Rūrū Valley at the back of Auckland there. We've got three marae, amazing land potential opportunity. We've got our river. There's a whole conversation that happens. We've got our beef. I'm going to wake up at 2 o'clock and go, I wish I said this. But I'm going to leave you with that. Thank you so much for your attention. Have a great night.
You've been listening to excerpts from the Pint of Science 2019 series of talks at Brew Union in Palmerston North with NPR. To listen to more of these talks at a time that suits you, head to npr.nz/show/pint2019 for a full podcast list of all the talks held. Support this program and others like it by giving a donation to NPR. More details at npr.nz.